211, the big 550 KTRS. Welcome back. Carney Show, last hour of the broadcast for today. Let's set the mood, shall we? You got something to set the mood for me for our first little conversation here? A little belly rubbing? Oh, yeah. See, now I don't want to talk over Marvin Gaye. That's almost like sacrilegious. I would think if you pipe this into a cave where there was a cloistered monk, they would be overcome with feelings of amorousness. This is musical aphrodisia right here. I don't care who you are. Pope, rabbi, cocker spaniel.
Are you feeling this right now, John?
Feeling it. Big time. The book is Men Are Pigs, and that's a good thing. 9 secrets, 7 strategies to get more women, steamier sex, and better relationships. Ron Sturgeon has penned it, kind enough to join us on this frozen Monday. Hi, Ron.
Hey, I'm here.
I'm glad. It's going to make for a much better interview that way.
Thanks for having me. Love talking about the book and talking about having more sex.
All right, let me ask you, first of all, I'm reading the About the Author section, and it talks about you, and you've done some pretty interesting things, very few of which would lead me to think you'd write a book like this, but it mentions that you're involved in a successful long-term relationship with another entrepreneur. Now, I turn to the back of the book, and there's quotes, and there's a Christy Remo from Fort Worth who's listed as an entrepreneur who has some quotes about the book. She says, "Women, read this book. Stop denying the difference between men and women. Knowing your man will make your relationship stronger." Just out of curiosity, as I connect the dots, is Christy that entrepreneur you're involved with romantically?
No, absolutely not. Christy is my dog groomer.
Oh, well, you could have gotten free grooming.
And she's a pretty crazy lady. And you're right, this is my first book about sex. I have 7 other books about all about business. And so a lot of this book is about applying my business thought, experience, and methodologies to the world of sex after I got a divorce.
All right, let's start with cred here. Your successful business, now granted, made you fortunes beyond your wildest dreams, but it was basically auto salvage, was it not?
Well, I was in the auto salvage business, and so that was the pun of the first book, How to Salvage Millions from Your Business.
Yeah. All right, obviously it worked out very well, Ford Motor Company buying that, and you've done a couple of similar things like that since then. But again, this does not lead me to the way to spot women who need sex credibility.
Yeah, and of course what happened was I got divorced and I started dating, and I quickly figured out that women might want to be with me for my money instead of for the right reasons. And then I started interviewing people, and one thing led to another. 4 years later and hundreds of interviews later, I had discovered all this stuff.
So let's talk about the interview process. When you talk to a woman about what she looks for in a guy, you know, usually atop that list will be sense of humor. I'm the funniest person I know, and I didn't do all that well through high school. I think they may say one thing and believe another.
I think that's absolutely true. Truthful, and of course, I had a set list of interview questions, being kind of methodical about things, and I interviewed men as well as women. And I started out writing a book about relationships, but I figured out pretty quickly that nobody gave a crap about another book about relationships. And I stumbled early on in the process when I was interviewing guys, and they would tell me about how they had some crazy girl back in college. And then somewhere along the line, I asked one of those guys, well, what was different about? Was there anything just really different about that girl, about her personality, just something she did that was different than all the other girls? Of course, they'd never had that question asked before, and they kind of stare off into the sky for just a minute, and they'd say, oh, yeah, she liked being naked. And there you go. That was my first one.
She liked being naked. You got to say it that way, too. You got to say naked.
Yeah, and you know, your first thought as a guy, because most guys are pigs, is, oh, my God, my girl's going to be naked. That's going to stimulate me. I'm going to get all this sex. And that's not what it's about at all. Most women are uncomfortable with their body. They have a jiggle, a scar, some fat on their under their arm, whatever. They don't like being naked. And this girl, which is one out of five, I call her a 20%er, likes being naked, and she's in touch with her sexuality, and she wants to be naked, but it's about her. It's not about you.
Let's
have to be the benefactor.
Let's take a look at what the men said and what the women said, and you are in a unique position to discuss it as all of this is fresh in your mind just writing the book. How much overlap is there, or are we really, as Mr. Gray once put it, from Venus and they're from Mars?
I think that we're very different, and that was another premise of the book. When I started dating, I found that girls thought that there was something wrong with a man if he wanted sex or wanted too much sex or wanted a lot of sex. What is too much sex? And I quickly came with the premise, God made men different than women. We want sex. Women are a little bit different than men, most women. This one woman that I identified in the book, this one out of five, is more like a man. And but if you don't want to date me because you think I want sex and there's something wrong with that, then we're not going to have a date. That doesn't make me a pig.
There's a pretty hefty claim, though, that this is also of good use to not only the person out there in the field that's looking for a woman who's yet to be named, or the person that's in a long-term relationship. I would think the way that you meet someone new and get them interested in that, and the way you get your partner of 15, 20 years interested in that, couldn't possibly be the same thing.
Actually, the book is, women love the book because women love talking about sex just as much as men, and the people in relationships, I've had so many accolades. The book's only been out a little over 2 weeks now, and I've had men call me and say, Ron, you're my hero. I took the book home. I laid it on the kitchen counter. My wife picked it up and read it. Next thing you know, here we are. We're having some great sex, and she wants to talk about it. You know, where are we at in this thing? What can we do to make our relationship better? It's very good for relationships. And if the book serves as nothing but a pivot point to start talking about it, that's a great outcome.
We talked before we brought you on the air about ways to spot those women when we were all out in the field. And we all kind of shared a few things, except for Colin. But if you knew Colin, you'd understand that. He's always worried about liability issues. But Josh said, you know, the less attractive friend. And I was always looking for the woman that seemed as if she was willing to make a mistake that she'd later regret the rest of her lives. You know, things like that. And in the book, it says right on the cover, the Holy Grail, 27 ways to spot women who need sex. All right, give us a couple.
Well, first I want to say that they don't need all 27 of them. More is better than less. And these women are not necessarily women that make bad decisions. I was listening to your show before I came on, and they're not necessarily sluts. These are women that are genuinely interested in having good relationships, and they just happen to like a lot of sex. I gave you the first one, that she was naked. Another one is she probably doesn't wear any panties.
Yeah, but these are things that I'm not going to realize in a bar because she's probably not going to be naked, and I'm not shooting upskirt videos.
No, that's correct. And so you'll learn them as you go farther along. But there are so many of them that you can see early on in the relationship. One of the guys I was talking to said, oh, yeah, I remember her. She liked to watch porno. And, you know, I say in the book, most girls will watch porno. Some require more wine than others.
Is there a particular wine that you recommend?
No, but the point is, this girl says, we're watching porno tonight. Because she wants to be satisfied. She's like a man.
Now I'm thinking, is there any book out there, ways for women to spot men who need sex? And I realized the redundancy of my thought, and I just tucked it back away.
Now, I will say, I'd have to focus the whole interview on although I did interview a lot of women, but they have similar stories, I'm sure, about men. And I certainly did hear stories about how men didn't want sex. But there was a huge disconnect, too. When you talk to men about dating and women, men would say, well, all women are jerks, and they lie, and they have baggage, and they're needy, and they blow my phone up. And when you talk to women, they say, well, all men are jerks, and they blow my phone up, and they're needy, and they're liars. They say the same thing about each other. And oddly enough, women say, hey, I'm providing plenty of sex. And, you know, and men would say they're not getting any sex. So there's a huge disconnect here. The expectation and the way people talk to each other, there's a huge disconnect.
The back of the book features a couple of pages of cardboard coins that you cut out that say different things on them, like dress sexy, car shows, focus on him, cook it naked, all positive energy. So what are those? Is there a board game involved with this?
No, but there again, my business acumen told me I wanted everybody that read the book to have a takeaway, some actionable thing they could do. And I had some friends that had been in 12-step programs. Oh, you mean you caught her having sex?
Yeah, she was instigating it. It just wasn't with me.
Yeah, well, I think that's a personal problem. The book doesn't really deal with that.
No, but I get the book and hit her with it. But she's long out of the picture and probably in some rehab facility. The book is Men Are Pigs, and that's a good thing. Have we a website compendium for this too, Ron?
MenArePigsBook.com, and it's available on Amazon and as a Kindle. You won't get the tokens on a Kindle, of course.
And so what do the adult kids of yours think about Dad's book about women and sex and stuff?
They just think it's cool as heck. Of course, I'm 60 years old, so I didn't just come to this rodeo.
Good for you, Ron. Hey, thanks for making time for us. Good luck with the book and your other ventures, which you don't need my blessing. You've obviously done rather well all along the way.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, take care of yourself. Did you learn anything? I saw your pen out. You were taking notes fast and furious. Did you get anything, Josh? Get some good ideas? I think if I tore out any of these coins and handed it to my wife, she'd give me a paper cut to my cornea. That's what I think would go down there.
Nice try is the phrase I keep hearing.
There's a lot of stuff in this book that we couldn't talk about. I just had to gloss right over that.
I see quite a few dog-eared pages there, John.
It's called research.
Okay.
It's called research. Doing my due diligence. So I know what I'm talking about, at least some of the time. I do. I know a few.